Satisfaction.
That nigga sir be crooning, crooning. Hey, what up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Here on the deck, we got my brother. Say what up to the people, bro.
What's happening, man? I got nothing for you. I got nothing sarcastic for you today.
Oh, that's fantastic. You just came with the happy, hi, hello, how you doing? I'm doing good, yeah.
Happy is different than, I mean, yeah, but I'm here.
Nah, I appreciate it. I had to cruise in with the vibes on that one, man. That's Sir's latest little single, man. And that bitch has been in like heavy rotation with me, man, because like I love the fuck out of Sir as an artist. Like I listened to Chasing Summer all through 2019 and a great bit of 2020. I was just really enjoying the crap out that album. I almost played it out. But then when he dropped this, I was like, ooh, he was playing on my heartstrings, man. I had to drop that because you told me you hadn't heard it.
I hadn't heard the new single, but you know, I'm a Sir fan too. I played a lot of it. And if you look at my Spotify Wrapped, it's pretty much like the entire Chasing Summer album.
Pretty much, man.
For all of 2021. But I was in a very dark place. So
exactly. Man, so coming at you guys today, we are going to do something very different. We are going to rehash. I wouldn't even say a rehash, really. We did episode way back. It's our 10th episode. It was something we were very proud of 10 weeks into the podcast. And we gave our perspective, really, on how everything kind of how everything started, how we began, how the idea came, how we hashed it out a bit, what my thought process was going into this. And man, I was like, this conversation was something that was kind of like, it's those moments that you take and clip out and you put in the fucking ending of something and be like, oh yeah, you know, this is where they were here and now we're here. And my bro put that up. He was like, hey, yo, we need to have like a fucking episode 2 or something. I was like, man, what we gonna do? He was like, nigga, therapy shit. I was like, yes, indeed.
Right. That was a weird time, bro. That was a weird fucking time. But, you know, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, we don't have a guest today. You know, yeah. If you haven't noticed, there's no guest. I know every episode as of late has been with a guest, a new person, some random that you might not have heard of. But hopefully you got something out of because, you know, I enjoyed the conversations that I was a part of.
Indeed. And I definitely had a great time talking to all of these like awesome creators and things like that. We don't talk to nobody that we don't fucking actually like. Or anybody that we're actually not like into what they're doing. Cause like, why sit down with somebody and just try to like fake and shake? If we're gonna, I mean, unless we're having like a debate or something, but we hadn't had
the money, nigga. That's why you do it. You do it for money, nigga.
The bread.
You do it for some bread, nigga.
Challenges. Quite. Yeah. I mean, like, of course we had challenging conversations, but nobody on like the complete opposite end. Maybe we should have like a real, like a fully right wing, like super.
That would be such a headache. And the way this current post is doing, like, this is the first episode that's probably going to be current. I don't know. I might release it Friday. We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's what's up. We have been, with all the content we've been creating, we just getting with people's schedules and things. The process has been interesting going into it because, like, we end up having to record and kind of edit and schedule like how we're going to post it, who's going to do like, you know, different engagement, different shit like that. And so it's way different from like just, hey, yo, let's hook the mics up. Let's go ahead and like rip it. Let's sit down.
Yeah, let's go downstairs and fucking record.
Exactly.
That didn't happen.
It's like, hey, look, hey, please, you want to be on the show? Like, we ain't here begging niggas, but at the same time.
Yeah, nobody's begging, but boy, that's it's kind of a headache to fucking try to book guests. not that anybody's been difficult. I mean, maybe two or three, but nobody that you heard has been difficult. So there's that. The niggas that you haven't heard, like, oh, yeah, sometimes that was, and sometimes it was our fault, bro. Sometimes it was our fucking fault.
Oh, absolutely. There's been definitely times where I have been like, oh, I'm too sad today. Or, you know, I didn't find my sack, so I don't got the juice. I can't do nothing without me spinach.
Yeah, right. How am I supposed to fight Pluto with no spinach? I mean, is it Pluto or Bluto?
It's Bluto. Pluto is Goofy's.
He a bitch ass nigga regardless.
Is Goofy's homie is Pluto, right?
Goofy's homie is not Pluto. Pluto is a dog. And dog. You can't just demote Pluto to being just a homie.
What's Pete's dad's name? That's messed up. I don't remember Pete.
Pete's dad's name is Pete.
Nah, Pete. Like, Pete is Max's friend, the chubby nigga.
Yes, and Pete's dad, he's Pete Jr.
Oh, they're both Pete?
Yeah, they're both Pete.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, both of them are Pete. More Goofy talk. You know how it is, nigga. Hey,
that's my favorite of the motherfucking bunch. And honestly, I realized that the internet actually feels like he's the one with the most brain cells.
Who, Max?
Nah, Goofy.
Ah, that's fair.
That's fair. Those niggas made a joke. It's like, yo, they only share a single brain cell. He uses it the best. Wow. I'm like, you know, if I just give all my heels to Goofy, he's gonna definitely get me.
Please, nigga, please. I need you, nigga. I need you.
Nigga, hey man, Sephiroth is kicking my ass, Goofy.
You can't fight Sephiroth with any fucking supports.
I mean, I was trying to think of a villain that you actually
had. I know what you mean.
I meant that nigga that starts with an X. I could not remember.
Xehanort. Yeah. That's what happens when you don't play fucking Kingdom Hearts 3.
It's been, I started it actually, and then I just didn't finish it.
Yeah, it's not my game anymore.
I got to Frozen, and I was like, damn.
We got that game on my birthday. I don't want to say I got it for my birthday because we played it. But
No. Understand this. This nigga, I think we've even talked about it. This nigga got pink eye.
That's Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, that's you bought Kingdom Hearts 3 on your birthday?
No, we got Kingdom Hearts 1 on my birthday.
We also played Kingdom Hearts 2. Well, no, we rented Kingdom Hearts 2. It was nowhere near your birthday. You just happened to have pink eye.
I had pink eye at the best time.
Stayed home all goddamn day playing Kingdom Hearts 2. That was fantastic.
We got it from fucking dogs.
Yeah, nah. And when I got home, I ripped the control out your head. Like the true bully I was.
But I got plenty far.
Oh, one other thing before we get too deep in the podcast, I wanted to actually say, what up, everybody? I love you guys. Thank you so much for like coming out, checking this stuff out. You know, before 10 minutes rock, I actually always have to make sure to reach out to you and you. I've got cameras and shit. I realize I'm looking at you people. I was like, I got to give shout outs to you guys personally because you guys make the show. Like, yes, we get on here and we talk, but would be nothing without everybody that's like clicking the link. Everybody that's like coming in and watching our TikToks, like engaging and talking to us on Instagram. Like that is something that we're super appreciative of, and you know, we try to do giveaways and stuff like that, and I try to say it in every episode, but we just love you guys, man. Like everybody out here, it's family. I've labeled you guys that, and I want to treat you motherfuckers as such.
The horse is dead. Thank you, niggas. Appreciate you. The best thing that we can do is just keep going.
Gratitudes. Make the content.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Stop talking about the content, make the content. We can get into that.
I know, but this is a meta episode. Like, I mean,
it is a meta episode.
Most of our episodes are pretty meta, but this one in particular, because it's about the structure of the pod. And so leading into that shit, I hate that. You know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to start talking about it now.
You know how it goes.
Nah, but okay. So at this point now, man, we're 2 years in. 2 years into the pod, we're actually like a little bit over because you know we started in March. Actually released on.
It's really longer than 2 years because you know you had those fucking recordings from beforehand
awful. That will never see the light of day again. Again, I've said it once, I've said it twice, and I know you won't be a part of it, but I do want to have Gomen Hero, my first guest. He's actually, I think he's changed his name. I know it's still Gomen Hero.
It's Gomen Hero.
All that good stuff. I want to have him on again, at least to have that conversation.
Can I ask you why?
Because,
like sincerely, why?
What I'll say is this, right? Not on some big bro shit, not on some, oh, I see myself in you shit. I genuinely feel like this is a talented individual. I feel like this person, though he gets in his own way a lot, he's wronged a lot of people. I think that he has tried to make some changes over time. I mean, he's still silly and goofy. He's still going to be him. But like, whereas a lot of people have cut him off, a lot of people have stopped giving him any bail. I personally have like, you just didn't wrong me enough to where I'm like, damn, you know,
I mean, he probably didn't wrong. I mean, even me, I'm not that attached to the shit that he did to, like, he didn't, I mean, did to me is a strong word because there's very few niggas that did anything.
And I mean, he did a lot to a lot of people that are near and dear or around. And like, I just feel like as much shit as he might get, giving him a platform to kind of even discuss it, to give him an opportunity to talk about where his brain was at the time. Cause like the same way that I had, I've allowed myself to kind of build up a platform and kind of had the first few seasons to kind of talk through a lot of the therapeutic shit that I really needed to, you know, discussing my relationship with stealing and expectation and how I felt about, like, you know, whether or not success was going to be something that was made for me. You know, yeah, there was something you actually asked in therapy shit the first episode. It was like, you know, or not asked, you just said, it was like, I don't, you stated that, like, I just don't think that you ever thought that you could have a platform. And like I told you then, and I think it was still true. I think it's still true. I told you that then, that I was like, yeah, I agreed completely that I did not have the thought process of like, oh, I could have a platform one day. And now, like, sitting at like a precipice and kind of climbing that ladder a bit more and seeing, I was like, oh, there are people that listen, and there are people that like genuinely give a fuck. And it's mind blowing, like, to even think about where I was back then. Like, in that process, I wanted to know, I'm like, how have you been dealing with the fact that like we have built this kind of like monster?
I mean, you got to remember that I'm not an excited nigga.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm not an excited. I'm big on not being excited about anything. So, like, shout out to Zoom for blurring out things that could be sponsors because, you know, whatever. Because yeah. That shit just blurred out that Arizona can. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. They ain't paying us. You're right, Zoom.
Thanks, Zoom. Appreciate it.
No, I mean, I feel like I'm dealing fine because I feel like I drive the boat on a lot of that engagement shit. Like, on a lot of the moving forward, speaking to the people type thing, you know? So while I'm doing it, I don't actively think about it.
Okay. I mean, I get that. It's 9 times out of 10, anybody that does anything pretty well or it participates in shit is like, no, once you hit the zone or once you kind of got your bearings in that, it's like, oh, no, I'm doing this by fucking muscle memory. Like, it's hard, but like,
I mean, I wouldn't say it's muscle memory either, because like everything that I do or we do, I do a little bit differently every time just to see what's going to happen, because we're not at that point where we fucking have a set system.
Yeah, the fuck up, like any fuck ups that we have, it's just like, no, that's part of the formula.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more so part of the fucking journey, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I mean, but on to that tip about how like you felt like you could never have a platform, there are times where I feel like you still feel that way.
Yeah, no, I was gonna tell you, I was like, I still do have these issues. Like, I'm way better about this expectation situation, like the expectation thing, because like having people that want more content out of me, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and what I've tried to do over the time frame with that is just like, all right, well, let's, and I hate this fucking say yes mentality type situation, but I did. I was like, okay, well, anything that has to do with the podcast, anytime that it's like a guest, anybody that like, because if you're out there like doing the legwork, right, finding individuals and people and then like cultivating like relationships and checking out this content and then like referring it to me and say, hey, let's talk to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, this person's interesting. Let's see where this goes. My idea and thought process are, OK, yes, absolutely. Like, whereas if I'm not going to like push as hard as I like, if I'm not going to push as hard in the underworkings or the networking portion of this, then I've got to go absolutely hard on the actual crap. Like, I've got to go.
And I'll give you your credit for that, because I definitely think that. And one thing I've kind of learned, because in the beginning, January, when we really started doing like the scouting for not interviews. So we don't do interviews.
Yeah.
But fucking
guests and
it's all guests and conversations. So it's like when we were first scouting these people out, I was like, hey, you got anybody in mind that you kind of want to talk to? And you'd be like, oh, nothing, blah, 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 blah. And at first, that shit used to piss me off.
Understandably.
But now I'm like, it kind of works in your advantage, because now you get to have a more natural conversation about how things play out. So I'm not mad about it anymore.
I appreciate that, but I completely understood why you were upset. Like, and I guess the big reason, I think we've talked about this definitely privately, but like to get it on the air, is that like when it comes to like, hey, anybody you want to talk to, I consume a lot of some of our content creators, like friends and shit like that. I consume their content, right? But the predominant amount of the things that I'm checking out or watching or people that are a little bit out of the scope or the reach that I think we have. Hold on, was it?
Yeah, bless.
Out of the reach or the scope that I thought that we had. Or and so when you like a question like, who you want to talk to? I'm like, like in the first names that come to mind are individuals that are like in the millions of follower range and things to that degree. Mm. I don't think we're there yet, but these are people I'm interested in. Whereas like you, being that you're out here putting the feelers out and you're like actively looking deep in the culture, like, oh, well, what videos are out here? What who's posting the hot memes? Like just actually going in and using the hash and discovery like function and shit.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of it is there was like, luckily toward the beginning of this year, we had joined a network of niggas, or at least the brand had joined a network of niggas. And that kind of made it a little bit easier just to see like who's doing what, you know, the Famicom network. I owe a lot to just the people in that. You know what I mean? I don't participate nearly that much, but I get to see people and I'm like, okay, I like this shit, or, you know.
I get it. Like, I mean, hey, look, it's not shiesty. It's not shiesty at all, but it's like sniping. I mean, it's just like, oh, well, here's a community. Like, let's get in here. Let's take a look at the community. You know, maybe have some conversations, you know, get in here or there and then see the individuals that are participating and go, well, that's pretty cool. Or that individual is interesting. And yeah. Let's see if they're like willing to like, you know, have a one-on-one.
Or, yeah.
You
know, have a discussion. I mean, there were definitely people out there like that, you know, I looked at like completely independent, because like Annie Hoshi, they were people that we kind of fucked with from the beginning, you know, yeah, when I was tripping.
I was already following them prior to like
that. Yeah. When we were first trying to like create like a following and shit like that, I was just like, all right, let's find people who do podcasts like us. And my big thing was like, I don't want, And this is something that we kind of had to struggle with in season 3. Like, I don't want to just have conversations that aren't conversations. I don't want to just talk about
the subject or like the meta of something.
Well, no, I'll talk about the meta about things all day, but like niggas that are just like sitting down and talking about anime. You know what I mean? There's only so much you can say about something that's like derivative. You know what I mean? Like, you're just talking about the anime. And I didn't want to just fucking have like hackneyed conversations about like blurred shit. You know what I mean?
No, I completely understand. It's like, look, we all have had plenty of conversations on the playground and shit like that. I mean, and as adults, like, or teenagers, about like versus theories, about like headcanon, like just fan shit, you know?
Yeah.
And you can expound upon that a lot. Like, you can get into like the weeds of that. But if you're not basically talking about what's happening in the current issues, mm-hmm. or if you're not talking about some news that happened with that particular like medium, then really honestly, you're just kind of like, I hate to say this, but like circle jerk.
This is, yeah, like but I mean, that's the truth. I don't want to circle jerk, bro. I don't want to sit in anywhere. I don't even want this brand, this whole shit to reflect to just circle jerk culture. You know what I mean?
No, I get it completely.
Like, Luffy's dope. Yeah, Luffy's dope. Yeah,
Luffy fucking is, yeah, dope, man.
Luffy's your fucking
second,
dope.
Your second Luffy, man. He only scales only like to this, yeah, power level, bro. But Snake Man, once you get Snake Man, I'm like, all right, bro. Like, that shit was dope. And I can definitely have a conversation with that. But like, I don't need an hour podcast about it.
Yeah, like, how do you stretch an hour that? I mean, there are niggas that do that very well.
Yeah, no.
And the Anna Hoshi podcast, they actually do that extremely well. And then, to the point where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like a well-oiled machine. Like, I look, yeah, at them and I like, and this is, again, this isn't a dig at anybody like specific. We're not trying to throw shade on individuals. Like, if you make fucking long form singular anime content, like, this is not us saying fuck you. Like, this,
yeah,
is
not at all. I just don't think it's for us.
Yeah, this was not the lane that we were looking to get into. And because there are a lot of individuals in that, it's hard to kind of go, okay, well, hey, like, we love anime. We like, we present a lot of the cartoons and anime cartoons, manga, comic books, that kind of thing. This is what we're presenting because obviously we are indeed nerdy. But mm-hmm. it's like, we also want people to know, it's like, oh, we want to have like as well-rounded a conversation about either the culture or a process or how someone's going to eat. Like,
yeah,
possible.
I want to talk to the creators, bro. And it's just, you know, it's been a great journey. I don't like using that word, but it's been a great, it's been a great excursion to see how people do what they do. But there is something that, like, I spoke to Moody Senpai, you know, we talked to her. That episode's never coming out. We got to do a different one.
We got to re-record. Thanks, Moody, so much for, like, agreeing to do that again.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think she'll ever hear it because she don't actually listen to this podcast. But
it's okay. We don't
participate. You can make all the shots that we want. She don't listen.
If you see this and clip it, go ahead and send it to her because we want all the smoke.
It'll never happen. But, you know, fucking, like, we spoke and it was like, wow. She said, like, I really like what you guys do. And I'm like, yeah, it's something we've cultivated over time. It's like, but you're not going to get, like, anime niggas don't want to hear what you guys do.
It's true.
And that shit stuck with me. It's only been like 3 or 4 weeks, but, like, that shit stuck with me. So I've really changed how we put shit out.
Yeah, no, I think that the conversations that we've been having with people have been really constructive, if not for just like us in that day, like for the whole pod in itself. Because there's little nuggets from each, like, camp that we can take from that. And that's what I feel like we're trying to do and try to implement. Like, yeah. I noticed the rise and kind of in participating more in the sauce. Like, it's given us a bit of not an edge, but, like, I feel it. Like, the wind.
Yeah, no, I feel it, too. It's like, I feel like we're about to get ahead. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ty Black and Culture, because, like, the way that she runs her whole shit is just, it's so fucking great.
Phenomenal.
You know what I mean, it really is. She's got a lot of shit going on, and she does it all with that, you know.
You guys heard the episode, so, like, yeah. You guys got a chance to, like, really kind of dig into the way she at least vibes. You
yeah, know? No, she vibes extremely well. I fuck with her. I fuck with her heavy. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people out there that I see how they run their camp, and I'm like, okay, yeah, there's things we can take from that, you know. But there's definitely shit that on our end that I'm like, we really got to tighten that shit up. Like, we were doing the versus thing for a while,
yeah,
and that's cool, but I don't know if we're gonna be able to continue that shit.
No, I understand, and I think that it was really cool to do a series, right? And I love the fuck out of a lot of different content. Like, I'm watching Yu Yu Hakusho again right now, right? But the great thing about Yu Yu Hakusho, and the reason why I think I keep going back to it, why it's such a great thing for me, is because it's a whole story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I can enjoy that over and over again. And it's a series. I don't have to go back to that. I'm not begging anyone, Togashi, to, like, rewrite or write a new sequel or something like that. If he does, that's awesome. Like, I think that that's the thought process when it comes to some of these series. Like, the verses, I think that's really cool. I think we had a beginning, a middle, and hell, we might even do another, like, few.
I mean, like, I think there's, like, a way to do it, like, do more, but I genuinely believe that we benefit way more from doing long form shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the bread and butter. That's what we got into this thing to do. Like, I'm here. We got in to sit down, talk for a good little bit about either a subject or just to shoot the shit. Because, I mean, that was the origins of the podcast. Really, like, the formula was literally like, oh, hey, what we talk about? Oh, well, yeah. This is what's happened to me over the week, or this is what I've been thinking about, or here's a story from my past that I think would be funny to go ahead and air out. And that was really where it was at. I was like, okay, well, we'll just build from there. And I feel like we really have. Like,
well, I'll raise you this, right? Because, you know, I'm very intimate with the numbers. And one thing that, like, over the course of the past couple of months, I've been like, yo, fuck the numbers. Just do the thing that we like to do. And it's reflected in that. But I do feel like we've hemorrhaged a lot of the core fan base off of that since season 3, when I was on deployment and I was like, okay, we need to get back on the fucking saddle, and you figured your shit out, or you tried to figure your shit out.
Yeah. And I started dropping those 30 minute episodes for y'all.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, I think there's a lane for that, but I think we hemorrhaged a lot of the core fan base off of that shit. And I'm just like, okay, now I'm worried that we're not making the things that the people who originally jumped on,
we might have left behind some of the day ones, because we've kind of started participating in more so current, like, I guess we've started doing things way differently than the way that we had started.
Yeah. Like, but, yeah, we're topical. Like, now it's topical, but it's not topical with the core in mind, I guess.
Yeah. No, we're not just, I feel like there was a very local vibe to the show. Probably, you know? Like, in a way, and like, in not a local vibe, but it was like, let's, you know, there's a, I don't know, camaraderie that kind of built with the day ones, like people that we not just knew, but people who had just kind of jumped on in the starting process. Right. And we did a lot of talking to, and we used them as cornerstones really for like, okay, how are we going to kind of attack this content? Because it's like, all right, if we got 10 niggas, right? If we got 10 motherfuckers on the squad or 10 people that are listening, right? Then let's not continue to try to push out. You know, we want to go ahead and market. We want to try to, like, you know, network and shit like that. But let's try to go ahead and hone in on these people. And we did. I feel like that was kind of the thought process. I mean, I'm not going to name any names because I'm not going to put y'all out there like that. But we did have listeners who were like, okay, well, would they listen to this?
Yeah. And is this what, you know, X person would listen to? Is this what Y person would listen to?
Because I think that a big thing for us in the beginning was trying to figure out what the demographic was. Like, if we got these 10 people, let's figure out what these 10 people are about. Because, I mean, they're all varied. That was another thing that I really liked about it, was that, like, we had 10 people. The commonality was the show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, the commonality was a show, a region.
Yeah, like, it was local.
Yeah, it was local. And I feel like there's a place for that. And I know what you mean. Like, cause when we got to the point where it was like, hey, season 3, like, has to make this turnaround. It's just me. And given that, like, I was still trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I sit down just me and like give a whole hour's worth of conversation and feel good about it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like by the time I get to, cause like, 30 minutes of me just talking, like, typically I like devolve into like self fucking bullshit, like self loathing.
Yeah. And genuinely, like, I do think that there's a group of people that like that.
Indeed. I don't think that there's not a lane for it. Right. But that wasn't necessarily the lane that people were used to us occupying. And I could see how some of the OGs were like, okay, well, hey, well, we'll give it some time. Yeah. We're like, you know, hey,
I think that there was, in listening back to season 3, because I don't hate season 3, but I'm like, it is the weakest.
I can guarantee it, because what it was is that I feel like season 3 was not me by myself, but like, this was literally just
trying to figure out figure out what me by myself sounds like.
Exactly, because the only real thought process I had about that type of content or the way I was trying to make it was those rusty, crusty ass recordings from like 2018. That was the same, like, general thought process and vibe of like, okay, well, when I was thinking about doing this by myself, what were the things that I was looking to talk about? Well, let's talk about current events and definitely, you know, dig into, you know, anime shit, and let's, you know, whatever the fuck's on my brain at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the times it was like self-analyzation and like that self-analyzation.
I definitely think that's important, though, because I think that's what most people tune in for. I think that's why people buy in to this podcast, to hear the fucking self-analyzation through the lens of a nerd. And I kind of wanted to ask you, like, yo, really, honestly, what was your reasoning for starting this shit? I've asked you, but I think that one of my faults was, I look at myself like I'm the ultimate support character, right?
I mean, to me, you are.
Like, yeah, but I mean, just in general, like, you know what I mean? If somebody tells me that they want to do something and I believe them and I believe in it, I'm going to do everything that I can to make what they want possible. But I think over time, that evolves into what I want for them and not necessarily what I want.
I see. Or what they,
I mean, what they want.
I get what you meant. Like, because of the fact that you get so invested in the project, you get so invested in the thing, because I've seen you do it and it to the point where it's upsetting to you, as people are like, you know, no, hey, look, you're not realizing the goals and the potential that you said you wanted to do. I'm coming 100%, or like, I'm coming 80%. Like, I'm giving 80% of my life to, can you give me 80% as well? Oh no, you're just gonna hit me with the 20. You only want 100% in this. I mean, I think there's only 100% period, but you know, Mob Psycho, fucking My Hero Academia, goddamn, you know, push past your limits, all that good
shit. Yeah. Which I don't believe in. I just feel like your limit changes over time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're 100% when you're fucking 14 versus you're 100% when you're 25 are two very different things.
Yeah. But I mean, no, for real though, like, what was your thing? Why did you even fucking start this podcast?
Originally it was like, I was an actor. Like, I liked being on stage. I enjoyed captivating people, captivating an audience, getting people's attention. But also, like, I loved those random moments when I would stand in front of the cafeteria and we'd all get to bullshit and talking. And at some point, I would just kind of lose track of what the fuck was going on. And next thing you know, I've been talking for fucking 30 minutes. The bell is ringing and there's like 15 people just all kind of gathered around. And all I'm doing is talking and bullshitting. And, you know, there's the moments where I loved that feeling. I loved being able to kind of just like riff and bullshit with people. And I was like, well, I wanted to try to figure out how to take that
same energy and make it a thing.
And make it a thing. And then I got into radio I got into like the radio shows, things to that degree, watched Talk to Me with Don Cheadle. I've kind of talked about that. And, just realize just how great, like, being a good speaker, being an awesome orator, like that influence that you could have on individuals and shit, that kind of thing. Like, you could build a culture, you could build a community, right? And you could help people. And not only can help people, you can make motherfuckers laugh, which I think is also like incredibly helpful. And I've always like enjoyed that thought process or that job. Like, I've always wanted to be that guy that, you know, can just kind of sit down in a room full of people and captivate an audience just to have a good conversation, you know, be able to pull people
and possibly even like influence in some way.
Exactly. Right now, as far as like how I want to influence people is just to be more positive, just have a good time. But like, that's not even part of my like general everyday message. But that the thing was, is that when I realized, I was like, okay, well, radio is not a thing anymore. And I can't necessarily I looked into internet radio. I did like a commercial for an internet radio, internet radio station, you know, chopped it up with those guys, tried to figure out like, how do you get into this?
When the
like,
fuck did you do that?
So I was actually, I kept that under wraps, like, but you can pull it up. I got asked to do like a commercial. They were like, hey, can you like do like a spot? And I was like, okay, cool. So I came out and, you know, just kind of talked about, like, I didn't even really talk. Like, I had like a couple of scenes and it was pretty cool. It was like a 90 second commercial. Like, it was pretty cool. It was interesting.
That's pretty hefty though.
Way back in like, what was that? This had to be like 2000. I was driving at the time. So like, and I was driving my own whip. So that was like 2017, 2018, before I moved. It was like definitely before I moved, but it wasn't like the biggest deal because at the time I'd already taken like a couple of gigs. Like, I was kind of used to every now and then I would get like a little time frame and a little spotlight or something like that. Somebody remembered.
Yeah, you'd get an opportunity to take a flat platform. You're like, oh, I remember this nigga was pretty good at talking.
Yeah,
let's go find that nigga.
Exactly. And when I got in there, I didn't even know internet radio was like that pop. Well, it's not super popular, but like they had enough listeners to where they wanted to do a commercial and kind of continue to do shit. It was an entirely white guy. It was an entirely white guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all really cool. The hip hop dude, the guy that played all the hip hop shit. I mean, white guy.
Like, who the fuck is he talking about?
I'm talking about at the internet radio station. They had like different shows. He was the dude that did the hip hop show. He played all sorts of music. He had like he had a couple of guests, and I'm not even gonna fucking lie and say one of them was affiliated with Big Pun. It wasn't Big Pun.
Okay, so it was some no name niggas.
Yeah, but he was that type of guy. He would actually try to reach out to individuals the same way that we kind of do now and talk to artists, try to break music that he thought was interesting. And I mean,
and that never materialized or some shit or what?
It happened. He's still doing it. I just can't tell you what the hell the Nerd Eye Radio, something like that. Like, cause they have a nerd show that this guy that does like Dungeons and Dragons and like plays and like community theater type shit. I just got to chopping it up with all these guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got in that network.
Yeah, I don't mean to get long winded on that, but basically, I got in network, started talking, and I was like, well, I don't necessarily know if that's the vehicle I want to go with for this, but I kind of walked away with more of an idea of like, okay, well, if I was going to do a show, like I could kind of think about
how I wanted to be. Yeah,
exactly. And then right about that 2017 marker, right, podcasting, things like that were kind of starting to, I became aware of podcasting. They were already kind of bubbling up at the time. They weren't as big as they are now, but they were kind of at the fringe, level. So people that consider themselves bougie, like me, like, you know, I'm a bit of a snob sometimes, guys. I hate to say that, but like deep down
inside, that's true. I mean, you a little bit of a snob as far as shit goes, but you be a snob about dumb shit.
I know, right? Condescending for no goddamn reason, and that's a part of myself that I really try to fuck with a bit, because I if I can spin it and it's funny and like I can have a good time with it, then I feel like it's not really harmful. But at the same time, like, because like there's got to be like a tongue-in-cheek vibe about it, like,
yeah,
like,
hey, it can't look, be too serious.
I'm the smartest dumb nigga, like,
yeah, you know, like, yeah, brilliant idiot.
Exactly. And that's why, and that's another thing that I found, it's a good segue, this nigga pod, like,
it's at the point where we do it very effortlessly.
I think it's good. But the Brilliant Idiots podcast, like, I had already been into Charlamagne because of guy code. And MTV, because I was an MTV kid. I watched all the RJ Burgers and Teen Wolves and shit like that. And, you know, I thought him and Lil Duval was funny. I also thought he was an asshole. And then the more and more I kind of looked into him and checked out the Breakfast Club and stuff. And then I found out that he had a fucking podcast with this dude I didn't know, Andrew Schultz. And I just got to listen. I was like, oh, this is like, I kind of listen to Breakfast Club clips and stuff like that. But that's Charlamagne. Like,
yeah, the Breakfast Club clips were going off at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was like all three of y'all.
Like, that was like right after the Ray J shit and the Lil Mama.
All this shit was popping off. Like, it wasn't like Drake yet, but this was what was leading to that vibe of like, oh, you go to the Breakfast Club, you know, shit's gonna pop off.
And so, they were also doing a fucking fantastic job with just like interviewing artists and shit. They don't do it nearly as much now, but, or maybe they do, and I'm just not plugged in anymore.
I mean, they still interview all the, every time somebody,
they still interview artists, but I don't feel like they prioritize interviewing artists. I think like they've solidified their personalities, because the Breakfast Club isn't really as old as we think it is.
Not. I was looking at that not long ago. What is like 2007?
No, probably like 2013, 14, honestly.
Really?
Like to the Breakfast Club they are now? Yeah.
See what you mean. Like, I see what you mean. Like, as far as like coming into their own as a show, like, into their own as a show, but like,
yeah, I remember watching Isaiah Rashad on fucking The Breakfast Club. So you know, and he wouldn't do that now. He wouldn't dare to do it now. There's so many other niggas that do that type of shit. But like, I know, like, you were trying to figure out your hook with the whole Well Spoken Token thing, and I was so fucking against you trying to name it the Well Spoken Token. And I mean, it's worked out.
Yeah, I was very much. I was just not gonna. I wasn't gonna budge. I just didn't, like, I was trying to figure out how to phrase that where it didn't sound as like aggressive, and I was like, it's not aggressive, he doesn't have to take it that way. But yeah, I just,
nigga, it's just us. I mean, there ain't no guess, nigga. You don't gotta fucking,
of course, nigga, you my brother. Yeah, like, man, I'm not concerned.
You be mean,
like,
to me, shit, nigga. I'll be mean to you. I don't give a fuck,
whatever, nigga. But no, like, I didn't want to budge on it, because it was everything that I really wanted and felt, right? And if I was going to do a show and make a persona or build a brand around something, I'm like, well, this is something that not only have I been called my whole life, but if I wanted to take something and take the power back for me personally, then I wanted to go ahead and be that.
Yeah,
that was where I was going to rock, because the thing is, I didn't stop hanging out with white kids. Like, I mean, I still have a predominantly like white posse. Like, it's just kind of what that is. And then I spend time with family when I get my nigga on, and like, Get my nigga on.
Christ. Sick.
Jesus Christ.
That's fucking sick.
That is disgusting. But no, I mean, like, when I want to spend time, I do. Yeah, shit. I am all of these things and have always been these things, and I have no problems with my duality now. Like, that was,
you're really comfortable. Cool. And it's starting to show. I think that, like, the podcaster that you are now is way better than the podcaster you were in the beginning. I do think that a lot of people, and this is something that I kind of talked to like different creators about, a lot of people, now that the podcast sphere has changed, they don't listen to podcasts.
It's true.
You know,
that's, like, the wild thing about it is, like, they don't listen to podcasts, and we did the wildest thing, which was start a fucking podcast before really having a lot of accomplishments.
Yeah. Because we started the podcast with no fucking name.
Yeah, that is something that, like, in my brain, I don't know why I never thought, you know, maybe maybe I should get,
yeah, maybe let's make some gaming videos, like, or some other shit. Let me get recognized for something else so people would want to listen. But I think ultimately that helps, because I think that, like, you're especially in this space, the black nerd space, yeah, you're one of the few people who are actually podcasting. And I don't mean that in like a disrespectful way, but I do mean like there are so many people who are podcasting in a manner that is indicative of like the new podcast where everything is structured and, you know, everything has to be outlined and attacked in a certain type of way. And I think that you're
very built in, like the structure, like just like you said, very structured, very clean. Like there's a very clean feeling about it. Like,
yeah. And you're one of the guys that still do the whole go with the flow, wherever the conversation goes is where the conversation fucking goes. And I think that makes great fucking episodes.
I mean, I think it just creates one of a kind encounters, and which is really what I want, like out of any conversation that I have, is just like, okay, well, yes, I think every episode is the same in the fact that something new is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like there's going to be something new.
You get very, I think with you, it like, it gets very, I know your personality and I know that you're going to make this conversation get as big as it possibly can. I don't know if there's better verbiage for that.
You
know,
I mean, I understand. Cause I like, when you play dominoes, right? Like this is gonna be a fucking, yeah.
By all means, we love when niggas make it about nigga shit.
Yeah, no, when you're playing dominoes, right, you can play a couple of different ways. Like a lot of people have different strategies, right? Some people like to keep the money low, some people like to cut the money, right? Some people like to build that bitch up and they don't mind leaving a double six out there, like without unchallenged or unchecked, or putting a double four out there and just waiting on it because they're waiting to try to piggyback off of whatever the fuck you scored on. Likely they got fives, right? In these types of situations, like I, when it comes to conversations, I don't like to cut the money down. Make that bitch as big as possible.
Yeah.
If somebody's got an idea, if somebody's got something on it, I want them to score as big as possible. I want their joke to land like a motherfucker, because once it does, like I'm right there. Like, yeah, I'm ready to go ahead and hit y'all again. Like that. Or you know what? If they score and they hit right, then like there's so much to talk about from there. Because yeah, I feel like, I hate to get fucking energy on you guys, but like when someone puts out something and you're just ready to support their thought or ready to even just like explore the rabbit hole that they put out there and just like be open as possible to what they're fucking thinking about, like typically it works.
Yeah, like, I agree. No, I wholeheartedly agree. But I think you have to be a certain type of nigga to appreciate that.
It's true.
Like, I think that like with a lot of these, because you know me, I like once I was like, all right, he got the fucking conversation bag to the T. I'm gonna just let that nigga have the conversations that he's gonna fucking have. But there's so many other podcasts that people interact with and so many other platforms that people interact with where it's just like, all right, this is my fucking outline, this is my schedule, just get with it as you can. And I think for them it really helps their discovery, but for us it really fucks up our discovery, you know. Oh, and one thing that I've had to challenge myself with is figuring out how to make that shit discoverable.
Yeah, which I will say this, you have you as a fucking engineer, as a producer, as just like kind of a general networker have excelled light years, because I remember our original
light years is fucking crazy shit. Because like once again, there's so many other niggas like, when I'm able to get niggas to agree to shit, I'm like, wow, that's fucking crazy. I always send the, I don't think I get this far meme.
Yeah, because
to anybody.
It's true. You just threw it out there. And what's wild is that people are starting to be receptive. It wasn't always like this, y'all. That's one thing I'll say. And I mean, we weren't always doing it. You know, when Tariq decided to like get on the show, I was like, oh, it's all possible. Like
all I had was a Clubhouse invite and a dream.
Shout out to Tariq, appreciate you, man.
Nah, I really do. I'd love to have him back on the show, but I think that nigga hates us.
We'd spend a lot of time on him. Like, I mean,
yeah, I mean, I just, and this is, I mean, I don't want to get into my gripes about podcasting and shit like that, and my issues with some of the things that you do super super early.
I love it. Nah, the thing is that like I have never been in the situation where somebody wasn't kind of throwing my faults in my face.
Yeah, but I think that's
a funny way.
Because you know that, because you're very intimate with niggas throwing your faults in your face, you're like, okay, fuck it. I'll hear you out. I'll hear you out, but I'm still going to say fuck it. So I'm like, but I need you to not say fuck it.
No, I get it. It's like, hey, you want to you don't want to change, nigga. You don't want to change your life, bitch.
Yeah, right. Look at you. You don't want to change your life. You know what I mean? Because it was just like the Tariq thing was so great because we talked to that nigga for like 3 hours and the whole time.
The longest episode we'd ever recorded. I was like, oh, wow.
I mean, not the longest episode. The Anibase was the longest we ever.
Oh, I meant like
they're cool.
At the time.
Those Tariq.
At the time, we had not recorded anything that was over like an hour and a half, right?
Yeah.
And so when it hit that, the funny thing about that episode is that when it hit an hour mark, I was trying to like find a way to wrap this shit up. You niggas going, we still going in. I'm like, oh, okay.
But he's a cool nigga.
He was a cool nigga.
And he felt me on a lot of the shit that I was asking him, but it was also just like, you know, people will listen to this podcast and get annoyed at the fact that like, I'm pressing this nigga, or it seems like I'm pressing this nigga, et cetera, et cetera.
But the thing is, man, when you sit in, like, when you find, like, and honestly, like, say you're at a house party, you find different cliques, right? You sit down, you talk to different individuals, the conversation is going to go differently, right?
Yeah.
And it can still be positive, but from the outside looking in, it could definitely look like, oh, wow, this motherfucker's asshole. Everybody in the bubble is having a great time, but because we're making a podcast, because we're making something to be consumed, it's kind of like, damn, like from the outside looking in, does that seem like we were like pressing the nigga quite a bit? And in a way, yeah, but like,
yeah. But to me, it's like if you answer the questions and that's like, OK, you're open to this. We're going to go for it.
It seems the same way as like if we're going to build, it's going to get bigger and bigger. This is just where it's at. Like, you know, and he seemed receptive. So I didn't see any issues. And, you know, a nigga wanted to, you know, get the fuck off the phone.
Yeah, he could have did that at any point. And I really appreciate it because even when we cut the mics off and everything, he was like, oh, you know, if you want to get in touch with this nigga, that nigga, et cetera.
It was so fucking helpful. I was like, wow.
He was helpful as fuck. And that's really what pissed me the fuck off after I went on deployment. Cause like when we did that episode, I was like, okay, I'm staring down the barrel of a fucking deployment. I'm going to be gone for 9 months. Do I believe this nigga is going to be able to fucking sustain this? And lo and behold, this nigga didn't. and behold, this nigga did the shit that he always fucking does. And he gets it his own fucking way.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, he was willing to get us guest spots and all sorts of other shit and help us out.
It was probably what I feel like was probably my second biggest blunder in podcasting.
Oh, what's the first?
The first was to be like way back in 2018 thinking it was like fine to just open my phone and just set it down somewhere.
I don't think that's a blunder because you got to start somewhere.
I mean,
absolutely. I think that is your greatest blunder podcasting.
Fucking up, fumbling the Tariq bag. Yeah.
Well, yeah, fumbling the Tariq bag and just fumbling what that could have been.
There was a lot of traction that we were doing really well. There was a lot of traction we were looking to try to do really well. And taking a 6 month fucking hiatus was definitely not good for the brand.
Yeah.
It was not.
And it was just like, I was on deployment and I was like, fuck, I'm worried about the podcast because I want to go. You know me, man. I don't want to fucking do what I'm doing much longer. Course.
And so if this is the thing is that if we can do this and make this not the exit plan, but like I want this to be the bread and butter. Like,
yeah,
I'll be the brand, like the brand itself. I love the podcast and I think the podcast is never going to stop. Like, well, we're just going to keep at this motherfucker. But also like we have expanded. That's another thing. The brand has incredibly expanded. We like nigga YouTube videos, fucking full on. TikTok series and shit like that.
Yeah, but like, but what kills me is just like, so why couldn't you put that in a perspective?
Oh, 6 months, like during
at that time, because like, yeah, you came up to Maryland to live with me and shit, and then I had to move to Virginia. You moved to Virginia with me and shit. And I was like, all right, so here's the plan. Here's what we're gonna do. Yep. And then when I got back, I was like, fuck,
yeah,
where have you been? What have you done?
I don't think
there were things. I think you made moves in your life. And once again, with the shit that was happening with Pops, like I appreciate everything that you were doing. I know what you felt like you had to do. But I always, my whole life, I felt like you've used your fucking responsibilities to bail you out of doing things that were better for you.
It's true. I mean, absolutely. It was like these are things that. No matter what I had going on outside of that, right? These are responsibilities. These are your family. And this is technically not your responsibility, but it was my family. I've always kind of tried to make an excuse. It's kind of like laden in my body. It's I don't know why. I was just deep down inside, like when I see something going down, I'm like, oh, well, I could do that, but I also have to do this.
But and, you can also do both.
Oh, no, that's the thing. There are so many people out there that do both that take like it. Sometimes it takes drive gumption.
I don't know if it's so many people out there that do both, but I think that like sometimes you have to tell yourself, like, I'm not them.
It's true. And I'm not. Yeah. We very well know. But at the time, like, I was looking around and I was like, damn, dad's sick. You know, shit, everything is happening. The nigga is in and out the hospital every 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Shit's getting kind of rough around
there. You know, I mean, nigga, I'm on deployment, bro. That shit hurts. I'm scared out of my life. There was plenty of nights where I couldn't fucking sleep because it was just like, nigga, I just need to be by this phone. If I can just get by this phone and call and check on niggas, then I'll know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. It was stressful. It was a very hard time.
I would put that in the realm of the hardest time of my fucking life.
Yeah. Nah. And the funniest thing was that once upon a time, that was like the hardest time of my life was probably like right there after granny had passed. Like when granny had passed.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, that was real rough. And then like right after high school and college, shit like that, that was rough. But like watching dad go through everything like that, like I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot. And so I already had like a bit of a mental issues about that. I was having like, I was crying. I was having like fucking breakdowns about mortality and shit like that.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like I was also like trying to cultivate what now is a beautiful relationship, but like trying to build that up, like from where it was, like to take things into a different level, like relationship wise as well. So putting more time into that, thinking about that there. And then I just kept looking.
Podcast took a back seat.
Exactly. I kept looking at the podcast going, I'm gonna have to get everything out, unpack it, figure out how to unload all the shit that I got.
I'd have to hook up this microphone to make it happen.
I don't have a real space right now. It's not nearly as like, I don't, you know, sound things, you know, not sound things, but fucking sound panels and shit like that.
Don't even do shit.
Exactly. They look good.
they look kind of cool, I guess. But I mean,
no, the thing was, I didn't have. Whereas when I was with you and we were in Virginia and like, okay, we're recording, we're making things, like we had started building a space, you know, trying to like, you know, say, oh, hey, this is a dedicated workspace. This is where potting happens. Like, this is what we're going to do. And then to get here and start cohabitating again, like living with someone and building that, like living with someone that's not like my brother and his girl or something like that. Like, this is now starting to build a household and a home with my girl. I found myself going, I don't want to try to take up more space by like,
right. You had to acclimate again.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Will always cut you that bail. I will always cut you that. Like, you know what I mean? Like this nigga came home and he had to be a fucking.
I was errand boy. I was gopher.
You had to be the fucking gopher over there. And I understand. I understand.
I don't begrudge that to anybody. Like, you know, fam, anybody.
I'm happy you did it.
I was glad to be here. That was the thing. I was like, one thing, I felt terrible for the fact that you had to be gone for so much of this time frame. And I mean, I know shit, you know, two tears in a bucket. Fuck it.
Yeah, but after a point. Yeah.
Yeah, it just happens. Nigga, everybody's crying, nigga. But like, you know, and so what I wanted to do was make sure that like while I was here and while I was around, and yeah, even while I was down here, I still made mistakes and, you know, prioritized other things over like checking in with pops, like, that was something that I, you know, you're going to do as a child, but like I spent probably a way more time trying to make sure the family was
good.
Okay.
I think that honestly, like, and I thank God every day, like you were there to do it. I thank God every day that you were there to do it. But I think so fucking long-term and optimistically, right? Like, yeah, I'm pessimistic as fuck. But I'm like one of them niggas. It's like, okay, even though it's bad, even though on paper it's bad, we're still gonna fucking do it because that's gonna make it better.
Indeed, because if we would have stopped, like, if the thing was is that had I not ever started making the fucking solo episodes, if I hadn't actually said, okay, well, at least I'm gonna try to get some shit out there, and by no means was it consistent in time frame, formula, or anything. But at the same time, As that wore down and wore on, like I just started to learn to accept like where this was and what it was going to be, and try to just like and continue to enjoy the process while also like, you know, dealing with all of this shit and mortality and family. Yeah. And I know that some of the shit got dark, like, you know, some of
it got very dark. It's still dark. Yeah. It's still fucking dark. Even while we were doing the fucking, I think that we deserve way more fucking credit than we give ourselves for podcasting through the shit that we've been going through for the past 6 months.
It's true. I mean, I took that hiatus. I was just looking back at it. I was like, so the podcast dropped from fucking December 29th. And then I put out episode January 13th. And that was the last time the Capitol Hill riots and shit like that talked about that. And then that was the last thing you heard about me until Mighty Morphin Mobile Porn until September 21.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, I don't want you to ever feel like I don't understand, because I get it.
Like, I get it. What so I like about
shit going on.
What I love about you and what I've always loved about our dynamic is that of, like, one, you obviously have enough empathy to understand we're all kind of going through this grief shit. And so, like, nigga, yeah, you get the fact that shit's going on and shit is hard. But at the same time, you're like, hey, but in order to make shit even better, in order to make these hard times a little softer, if this was doing fantastic, if this was doing the numbers,
we at least have this to rely on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this would be it. We would be able to put the family in a different type of, well, not just the family, but us. We would be in a different position to do more for individuals.
Yeah,
this blew up. This is not a hobby. This is could be a very well a vehicle for life changing generational type shit. That's the mindset. I know we got like, you know, sidetracked a bit, or not even sidetracked. The conversation flowed further on from that question. But like, after watching The Brilliant Idiots and shit like that, I kind of solidified in my brain. I was like, oh, okay, this is the vehicle. This is the way I want to go. And like the way that their podcast kind of built, and Charlamagne managed to like use that, leverage it to fucking build his own network and shit. And I kind of lost touch with those individuals, but I found more podcasts and other individuals to check out. And it helped me craft the thought process more.
Right.
Like that this was
and
fucking what, like, Joe Rogan's getting fucking 90 some odd million dollars. $9-10 million?
Like, 100 million. But I mean, like the take home was probably like 90-75. Either way, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of things crumbled while we were gone.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, I'm eternally grateful. Like, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian. Or at least, you know what I mean? What people would call Christian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I believe that things happen for a reason. So like, even though I can look at it like, yo, how did this fucking happen? How did we get here? How did we end up? Because even in my brain now, I'm like, we are operating 5 months behind where we need to be.
It's true. Oh, I see what you mean. Like in your mindset, it was like, hey, look, we had this much time, we can budget this much time, and we've missed 5 months. And there are things that we are just now getting to that are the fledgling phase that we
could have got there before. But I think that kind of helps us in the long run, because there's so many people who are starting this journey and they don't fucking understand it. They don't like they're people who podcast but don't listen to podcasts, have no ambitions to podcast, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that kind of helps us connect with people. But in the same vein, I'm like, fuck, I hate the fact that we're behind.
And I get it. But there's no what's fucked up is that there's no getting that time back. Like, we can't get that time back. The only thing that we can do is go as hard as possible. Like, and go as hard as possible thing. But the thing is that at some point, right, everybody is one or two really good pieces of content away from
blowing up.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you're going to get rich or anything like that, but you can blow up and then you have that opportunity to try to like, hey, this is the bag. We got to, you know, roll it. You know, and so we have a backlog of content from the time frame of like, hey, we're trying to make it, we're trying to do it. You know, that is all like once if we produce something that does indeed like blow up or does indeed give us a little more attention, then we have things to go back and look at. But like as far as the time that we've missed and shit like that, like the only thing we can do is try to like,
yeah, I'm not gonna cry over the fucking lost time.
Of course,
I don't think you are.
Like, I don't think you are at all. But it can. I understand how it can rack your brain in thinking. It was like, hey, we need like we are 5 months behind, and if we got to get at least some of these goals met because we have so much less time of it.
Yeah, I'm more so concerned about like what the thought process was, other than just like how
Oh, I mean, pops worked out and stuff. Another thing is that like a lot of the times I just feel like shit's gonna work out.
Yeah, I don't know, and that's like I'm not trying to attack your mentality entirely. Nah,
like, but you have. So I'm telling you, like the reason that you should be able to comment on it, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't feel like you're attacking.
But me at I think it's more so just like I think that after a while you start taking it for granted.
Yeah, no, I can see that as well. Because
I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me. No. I'm cool with being wrong.
The podcast is incredibly important to me. Like I love this. I actually enjoy that. I want this.
I know you. I can tell that you love this shit.
And so
there's very few things out there that you fucking love. You know what I mean? Like, niggas tell me I'm the pessimistic asshole. No, that's the pessimistic asshole right there.
Quite. There are only some things that I love. Fuck a lot of other things. I don't have a lot of reverence for shit. It's just kind of like, it's here. And that's what makes it funny. That's what makes it easier to go about. Like, kind of makes it easier for me day to day because a lot of the times don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the cops around the corner, you blew that stop sign. Like, I would make
it. Whatever. If I go to jail, I go to jail.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail. Like, this thing, I'm not going.
Like, but then the day you do, it's like, it's fucked up. It's
crazy. Yeah. And that's why.
And I'm always scared. Like, I'm always scared for you because I don't want that fucking shoe to drop like that. I want that shit to not happen the way that it could easily happen.
I have the habit of, right, like, just kind of existing. Finding a homeostasis until the shoe drops, and then when the shoe drops, I'm like, okay, well, now we got to make something happen,
right? But then there's the extra shit you got to do to make it better.
So let's put something in perspective. Like, I want everybody to understand because this is I like to frame shit the best way possible. So, like, yes, when we say like, oh yeah, I came to Maryland, I moved to Maryland, I moved to the East Coast to go live with you and make this podcast and do all that stuff, right? That is certainly one way to look at it. Another way to look at that situation, and one of the things that bothers me and dig that deep down inside, I'm like, damn, is this me? Like, is that I had a title loan on my car, and I owed them niggas fucking $2,000, $3,000, and I damn sure wasn't giving them any more motherfucking money. I'd already paid them, and they talking about coming to get my shit. And I'm like, I can stay here. I'm not fucking paying rent right now. I'm not paying rent the way I should be. I'm relying on my girl to fucking help me get through this shit while
you're a piece of shit ass.
Yeah, exactly. I guarantee you. this is where that self-loathing and analyzation comes from, because in my brain, sometimes the consequences be damned. I just do it.
I'm doing what I want to do.
And it's fucked. I mean, like, it's fucked up in a part. Again, this is something I have to work on and control. Like, as I've gotten less obnoxious and more cynical, like that was one thing. I was like, I think,
yeah, no, that is an accurate thing. Like, you've gotten way less obnoxious and way more cynical, yeah. But niggas like you, so they don't see it that way.
And so
I'm your brother. I'm like, no, nigga, y'all don't see this nigga doing what he doing.
Yeah, no, I get it. And it's not something that I don't want to change, right? It's something that I do feel like, can I hone this? Like, and that might just be me trying to cling to the thought process, but I don't know. Like, but like I said, it could be seen as me like moving across country to avoid having to fucking get my
car repossessed.
Yeah. And then like, and live with my brother, who's obviously going to pay all his bills because his girl lives here. He's like,
that is the only reason I pay all my bills. That is the only reason, because you know me, nigga. I'm like, consequences be dead. Y'all come take this motherfucker.
Cut him off, bitch. Cut him off.
You can cut the fucking lights off if you want to.
You're waiting on them candles. That's one of my favorite Cat Williams jokes.
Yeah.
You're waiting to burn
when white people when white people power go out, they panic. When black people power go out, they planned it. Yeah, no. I mean, it is helping me, and thank God for.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I got to thank God for these past couple months.
Thank God for. She's fucking dope. Love her.
Yeah. Both names will get reversed, but you know how it goes. You know what I mean? And I got to thank mom for this too, because mom has been very, very, very supportive the past couple months. Not that she's ever gone through a period of time where she wasn't supportive,
of the brand of us just making things, and outside of like motherly, like doting on you, nagging.
I genuinely feel like she believes in this shit.
So. Yeah, she's literally listening, like moments where she's laughing, she's telling us she's laughing. And if it's something that she disagrees with or bad, she comes at us and talks to us about it. and that could. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, sure, it's our mom, like, right? But I should, like, fuck it.
My mom's not the type of nigga that supports some shit she don't fuck that with. Is so.
Exactly that. So shout outs to mom, you know, shit.
Thank you, mom. Yeah, no, for real.
Shout out to all the new family members that listen to the pod. Like, you know, one thing about the funeral that was kind of interesting, like both of them, right? Because I don't know if y'all know this. Actually, no, y'all definitely.
Nobody knows. Yeah,
we lost our grandfather as well.
My father's father passed months after he passed.
Yeah, literally, pops died in January, and then Paul died in June. Like, I was like, yeah, and so.
But that nigga was a real nigga, but I give him that.
He was. He was gangsta all the way to the end. He called me probably like a week or so before it happened. He was just like, yeah, come up here and get me. Bring a joint with you. I had to call our aunt, and they were like, no, he's in the nursing home right now. He has to go into the nursing home like 2 days out of the week. And then he came back. I was like, damn, that's rough.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was literally thinking about getting in the car and driving up there. And I realized, I would have been just picking his ass up from a fucking. It would have been a situation he needed to be in. I'm like, he's just sitting in a wheelchair at the front of this motherfucking healthcare facility.
What took you so goddamn long? All right, yeah. Nigga. My bad. Next time I'll be faster. Oh wait,
My bad. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But now we lost our grandfather as well. So in the last 6 months, we had more family gatherings than probably in the last few years, especially considering COVID and things like that. Nothing brings families together like funerals.
No, I'm good.
Shout out to all the new family members that like shouted out and was like, yeah, I'm listening to the podcast now. Cause you know, we appreciate that. Like a lot. Yeah,
it means a lot.
But all that shit to say, like my fuckedness, right? Like my fuckedness, the general fuck it in my blood. Like, I don't know where it comes from. I really don't. Like, I wish that I could like dig down deep and find out where, like, why the consequences be damned to such a thing. Because I know the consequences. I accept them. I guess it's because I'm ready to accept just about any consequence. I just hate the going through them. Like, shit happens. Like,
I don't even know if it's that, because I feel like there's a part of you that's like, if the other shoe drops, right? If the consequences come in and the chickens come home to roost, then there's nothing else to worry about. The chicken has come to roost.
It's true. The anxiety
chicken just lives here now.
The anxiety is gone. Speaking of anxiety, great show if you're interested in, like, if you got Hulu, man, like The Bear. They're not paying us. It's just
I heard The Bear is really good.
But it is. It's like, one thing I'll say is working in kitchens, and one of the reasons why I don't work in a kitchen anymore is that it's a very high pressure environment. And like, hell, being black, or hell, just during the time frame, the last few months, it was a high pressure environment, and the anxiety was a lot. But there was a metaphor. There's a metaphor in the show, where it's like, you know, when you start a kitchen fire, right? There's this moment where if you look, like, if you work in the kitchen and you start a kitchen fire, like, there's this moment where you look at the fire and you're like, man, if I just let this fire keep burning, then all my anxiety is gone.
Go away. Yeah. Once this kitchen burns down, I don't gotta worry about shit.
So it was almost like, in some ways, like, I'll take an excuse. I'll take a lie. Yeah. I'll take, like,
and I'll let this bitch burn.
And I'll ride that bitch until the anxiety and shit and build up. And then when the shoe drops, I'm like, okay, it's burned. I was done. And now, like, let me see if I can salvage the pieces. And if I can't, I got to move on. And if I can't,
at least then I fucking know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, but, and I wasn't ready to do what I found out, though, is that I wasn't ready to do that with the podcast. It took all that goddamn time, and it really did look like it was like, oh shit, is it done? And people were asking, they were like, oh, hey, you know, and it was weird because like people were still kind of listening. Some people were still checking for it and shit, like re-listening to episodes and shit. And that was what threw me, is like, oh damn, like some people re-listen to this shit. And so I don't know, like it became a situation where I was like, oh, this is bigger than me.
It, like, is bigger than you.
Yeah. And that was a fucking shock. I was like, oh, this has become bigger than me at this point. Like, there's a whole fucking like brand. Like, I don't know.
Part of me believes that shit fucking terrifies you.
It does. Thing. You don't hear me. I'm not.
You don't hear me crying for help, bitch. You don't hear me, bitch.
I said it.
I said back. Help.
Help me. And like, one, right, would not be nearly where I am today as far as a podcast, as far as a brand goes, especially without you as a motherfucking guiding force, a driving force in the situation. It's not nearly what it was. It would just be more of season three. And maybe over time I would learn to get better, but there would be way more fucking gaps. I just don't feel like I would be as consistent of a content creator without you. And I mean, maybe I could find, I know I do a lot of fucking, like, maybe I could, maybe I couldn't, but like eventually I feel like I would have found my lane. But I knew from the get-go that I wanted to do something with you. I already knew that from the get-go that I wanted to make things with my family. Of course, I want to make shit with my friends as well, but like it was a huge priority because I knew that our dynamic and the way that our family did shit, the way that we interacted with each other, just our upbringing and shit is definitely unique. It's got a lot of similarities for sure with a lot of other people's, but the like our circumstances are truly our own. And the only other person in the world that I could think that could get that, that would be able to bounce off me with that kind of thing was you. And so, like I said, man, I thank God every day for you as far as this podcasting situation goes, especially, or just life in general. But trying to press past this, like, cause the thing is that the reality is that you're going to have to go on deployment again. Eventually you're going to have to take time eventually. And this is something where I would want to go ahead and reassure you that I'm not going to do that 6 month break type shit anymore. Like, that's just not where I'm at as far as like my mental goes. Like, who knows, shit could change, but I'm confident right now myself to say, oh no, I could definitely jump on. And even if I wasn't feeling like, oh, I could do a solo episode all the time, like, I have the confidence in myself to say, oh, well, we've built up a network of individuals. I can reach out to any of these people and say, hey, you want to get on for an episode? Hey, you want to do a discussion? And I feel like I'm confident enough to say, oh, well, you know, we can make that happen and work. The things that I would have to step up, though, would be the engagement portion, you know, making outside other content outside of the podcast, because I feel like that stuff has exponentially helped us, man. And like, it's been crazy to see the growth in that. And honestly, that's all but like 100% you, because sure, I'm making the podcast, like, you know, I'm sitting down, I'm having these conversations, we're sitting down, we're having these conversations, but it doesn't make it to the people in any type of like consumable format until it goes through your hands. So like, the well-spoken token is as much me as it is you. Guys, listeners, people, all of you lovers and friends, like, I hope that while you've been sitting here and while you've been listening, if you have been listening, if you made it this far, of course, we love you. Thank you, A1s and Day1s. We appreciate you. But like, if you made it this far, that I hope that at some point you're able to look at yourself and see if there's places or areas where you feel like this, or maybe you're a little like fucking wound up. Maybe you're a little too like, you know, strung tight. And you need to try to learn to do the more fuck it thing, and that it's perfectly okay to drop something. Like, it's all right.
It really is okay to say fuck it.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, whether or not you pick it back up or whether or not that's a passion or something like that, that's up to you. And you should definitely evaluate that in yourself as you do it. But it is okay to say fuck it, just not all the time.
Yeah.
And also,
I mean, I don't even think that you're going to say fuck it. So there's that. I like presenting the question and seeing where it goes.
No, and that's the beautiful part about a conversation, why we fucking have them, why I'm perfectly fine to sit here and, like, you know, have to, you know, unpack and deal with every ounce of like, what is the core thing that holds me back from my success? Like, what's my, there's a fucking literary term for that. The thing that holds someone back, or they're fucking the tragic flaw. Is that it? The tragic flaw? Mortal
flaw? If I know.
Yeah, either way. You know, either way. I think that's my tragic flaw. It's my hubris, or whatever the fuck is my fuckitness. And, you know, maybe you should, you know, dig deep down in yourself and give yourself a thought process of like, oh, you know, what's my tragic flaw? Or how can I improve? Or maybe you just don't want to change. Sometimes that's the case. But just understand that consequences come. However you see them or however you view them, the shoe will eventually drop. And so I hope that it falls in the right way. I hope you don't stub your toe. I hope that when that shoe drops, that each and every one of us listening today, especially me, myself, you know, are able to pick up and learn from it. And that's what we're going to continue to try to motherfucking do. Bro, I think we've hashed it out pretty good. You give me a lot to fucking think about. Definitely shit to work out. I hope that one day I can have a conversation with you that feels this goddamn productive.
I mean, we'll see.
About you, that's goddamn productive. It's like, yeah, you should fucking just smile more, bitch.
I should.
I'm just kidding. You smile all the goddamn time.
Yeah, nah, I do.
I'll just fuck with y'all. One thing I say is this nigga is not that much of a pessimist. Honestly, he's got the one of the biggest hearts as far as believing in motherfuckers and making shit happen. Because that ass, on just a literal whim of like, oh yeah, hey bro, I got this idea. I want to make this podcast. I want to try to leverage my fucking personality. And instead of like, hey, yeah, cool, man. That sounds like a great idea. Yeah. And just sort of like, yes, man, and me and shit like that. This nigga actually sat down and said, like, no, let's figure this shit out. And I am ever so appreciative of him. You niggas should be appreciative of him, because there would be no Well-Spoken Token podcast without that nigga. Yo, we love you. Thank you again. This is the Well-Spoken Token podcast. We out.
And I'm here to say, y'all niggas ain't playing in the slightest, for real, my nigga. What the fuck y'all got going on? The way y'all got the game running ain't shit. Y'all can talk to women all y'all want. A homeless man can take a bitch home with the right game. Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. Real Ohio player, Cincinnati, what's Cincinnati, up? What's how dare you shake my hand and your fingernails ain't cut? Are you proud of yourself? Do you take pride in this? Nigga, up your standards, why you settling? Cleanliness is next to godliness, I know you heard. Going out as anything less than is absurd. Lineup keeps the throw in shape, these snaps show uniformity. Which he's on and toner keeps them ingrowns from forming. Organic body butter gotta moisturize the skin. Know your money coming when your right palm itch. In a new caliber, my lifestyle had to switch. I take care of myself, don't mistake me for no bitch. Out here making dreams come true every day. Speaking to existence, but you gotta pave the way. Let the people follow in, know you got it handled. Play the game well, even when you got it scrambled. Hey. This that real player shit, real alligator shit. Snapping on your kid. This that real player shit, real alligator shit. Snapping on your bitch. This that real player shit, real alligator shit. Snapping on your bitch. This that real player shit, real alligator shit. Snapping on your bitch. I could've wrote a book about this. Real talk. Matter of fact, I might. They be choosing to choose a nigga. I'm talking about on site. We only met one night, but you know it be the oil. We pouring up, scores up, short enough. I ain't gotta try hard. You know he a Mississippi nigga. Look at the car, nothing sweet, but the Swiss nigga light up the guard. If you cough before we smoke this, 6 feet apart. What part do you don't get? I am a hard body, I'm affiliated. Shout out the squad. If you sippin', I apologize. We make it hard, cause it's almost evident. Check out the ball. Hall of game, I'm a resident. I play my part. No tighter than it's ever been. We buy the ball. No tighter than it's ever been. We buy the ball.